I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The Missoula Rural Fire District has an extra fire engine on duty over the 4th of July weekend, in part because of what happened in 2006. District Chief Bill Caldwell remembers sitting on his father's deck that year, watching some local kids shoot off fireworks.
The fireworks went up in the air, and when they drifted a little bit, they came down in a grassed-off area at the base of Mount Jumbo, and the fire was off and running from there.
It turned into kind of a big deal.
Fire extended up the hill. We ended up with aircraft on the top, mutual aid with Missoula Rural Fire and East Missoula Fire. City of Missoula was involved. Forest Service was involved. Aircraft from both the federal and state areas. We ended up shutting down the Bonneville power line, transmission line, and the Rattlesnake, which then affected large areas in the nation, shorted them of power until the grid could bring them back up.
And 2006, the year Mount Jumbo burned, was a much wetter year than this year, Caldwell says. He says fine fuels and large diameter fuels, both in the Missoula area, are unusually dry now and primed to burn. Fireworks are banned on public and private lands in Missoula County and across much of western Montana.
As much as I truly enjoy the display of fireworks and the celebration of our independence, we at my home are not going to shoot fireworks this year. I've already purchased some, and I'm thinking we'll save them for after the snow comes, possibly for New Year's Eve or something like that.
The National Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for Missoula and much of northwest Montana for Saturday, stretching from Eureka to Dillon and east of Butte to the Idaho state line. You can find more fire information on our website, mtpr.org.